This is episode 471. Get ready, this is controversial. Men and women are different. Oh my God, I know. And in my experience coaching men and coaching women and living life in a world of real men and real women, I've learned that what works for men and what works for women is different when it comes to their health goals and the motivation to achieve them. So on this episode, I want to give you a little bit of insight as to how you work and to how the other gender operates differently. So let's get into it.
Welcome to the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. You've tuned in because you want to start taking your health seriously so you don't, well, get sick and die. Here we talk all things health, nutrition, and human optimization. Let's jump into it with your host and resident scientist, Maddie Lansdowne.
What's up, my healthy friends? Welcome back to another podcast. So this year, it's my mission to support 500 people to achieve real weight loss. And by real, I mean dealing with what's really weighing you down and not just that pesky number on the scale. We're talking about your food behaviors, your limiting beliefs, your traumas, all of that kind of stuff that might be causing you to perpetually emotional binge or overeat sugar, carbohydrates, shit that's not good for you. So if you want to change that and you're sick of yo-yo diets and diets that tell you what to eat, not really working long term, this is the place for you. So scroll down to the show notes or the caption, book a call, fill out the questions, let's chat. All right, so we're talking about how men and women operate differently, which is just an insane thing that this is an insane thing to talk about. I'll probably get cancelled, but whatever. If anybody wants to have a gender debate, please submit your application to the podcast. So I have this conversation in different iterations regularly in my house because my partner, Yali, who you all probably know from the many podcasts that we've done. And we did one just recently, episode 470. Check it out. But she is a relationship coach and works in the world of dating and relationships and connection and masculine and feminine and all of that kind of stuff. So we're regularly having conversations like this. And I work predominantly with women. And so it's interesting to have this conversation because understanding how we're different is actually a superpower because we've been in this era of feminism and equality and everybody being the same, same, same. We're at the point now where everyone's trying to have the same personality and the same gender and the same everything. And that is really unhelpful to achieving goals because we're not the same, okay? Not the same in many respects. And actually, I find in my own personal experience, the more I try to be myself, naturally, the more manly and masculine I become because I'm settling into who I am rather than conforming to what society wants me to be, which is inherently more feminine as a man. And for women, they're encouraging women to be more masculine. Anyway, I'm not here to have a debate on feminism, but again, submit your application to the podcast if you'd like to. But it's what I want to talk about is how women and men operate differently. And I saw a reel on social media just recently, which really embodied this. And so I wanted to share it with you because the way that we get our motivation to be healthy or to go and lose weight or to go to the gym or to cook the meal or to be any or be and do any type of health is different, okay? And you might already know this, or it might be a time that I'm pointing it out and you'll be like, ah, okay, now I understand myself a bit better and now I understand my partner a bit better. So here's the big difference. Women need to feel good to do good. Men need to do good to feel good. There's a really important difference there. And the reel that I watched was a couple at the gym. And it really embodied it. And I know this from being a man myself, having mates, knowing how we operate when we're racing go-karts, when we're on the football field, you know, when we're at high competitive scenarios or we're running businesses and we want to crush those goals. I know from being a man and being around men, that is true. I also know from working with over 350, almost 400 women through my emotional binge and overeating programs and dating and having a female partner and all of those things I've done in my life, that this is true. And so this reel that I saw is this couple at the gym and it was them talking to themselves in their head in front of the mirror at the gym doing weights. And the woman was saying like, you go girl, you're amazing, you've got this, we're going to crush our goals today, you're the best. And it was this positive affirmation because women need to feel good. And this is general comments. Obviously, it doesn't apply to every human ever born, but the vast majority, I think, would be accurate for, which is that women need to feel good about themselves before they'll get up off the couch or before they'll get out of bed in the morning and go and do great things, right? You need to feel empowered. Often with women, you'll hear women talking about empowerment and feeling like, yeah, I've got this. I can do it, right? Men are different. Men need to do good before we feel good. And actually, funnily enough, is that these two things that are different about men and women are often the reason that some long-term relationships or short-term relationships have challenges in the bedroom, because men don't wrap their head around the fact that she needs to feel good before we do good, right? And so, whereas women can be baffled by the fact that men don't need to feel anything, they just need to, let's go do good, I'll feel great afterwards. So men need to do good to feel good. And so in this clip, the man was looking at himself in the mirror, doing his bicep curls, saying, "You're a bitch, you're weak, you don't got nothing, you're pathetic." And he was shit-talking himself, right? And I relate to this completely. I shit-talk myself in the gym. I shit-talk myself a lot. Because as a man, I don't need to feel good to do good. I need to be confronted by my own patheticness to be able to change it, to conquer. And then the feeling of conquering or defeating my demons that day, or winning or beating, that's where I feel good, because I finish the workday or even during the workday and I'm like, I'm showing up, I'm performing, right? On the go-kart track, once I've done the overtake, then I feel good because I'm like, there's evidence that I just did something awesome. I did something really hard. On the football field, I feel better when I've just taken a spectacular mark, or I've just done or outrun someone, or competed someone for something, because it's after the event that I feel good. I did something great, now I feel good. Whereas generally in my experience, women need to feel emotionally safe and empowered and like they are capable before they will take that step. Now, it's important that this isn't applicable 100% of the time, and it's not applicable to 100% of people, but it's a really important understanding for you to understand maybe your heterosexual relationship a little better. But also, if you're a woman, stop trying to be like a man. Don't shit talk yourself. When women shit talk themselves, they usually just get deeper and deeper into a hole. Often when men shit talk themselves, they see that as bait on the end of the fishing line. And they're like, listen here, motherfucker, I'll take that on. And I can relate to that. I know I'm around high performing males. I'm around regular males, and everybody does the same thing. Again, obviously the people in my circle are a little bit biased in the sense we all have similar interests and we're similar personality types and blah, blah, blah. Disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer. This isn't 100% of people all of the time. But if you're struggling with motivation as a woman, and you're repeatedly finding yourself back in a scenario where you don't feel good and you're shit-talking yourself, that is rarely the scenario that's going to get you motivated to be healthy and consistent with your food, with your weight, with your exercise, with any of that stuff. So you need to know, what do I need to do to feel good? Now, is it connection? Is it community? Is it, what is it, right? Because you need to know what makes you feel good, because you know, feel good to do good in most circumstances, not all. And men, right? Or for your male partner, you know, sometimes they need to wallow in their pity. Sometimes they need to feel like shit, because that for many of them is the motivator to feel good. And actually, sometimes we rob men of their capacity by forcing them into the same path that women need to take generally, which is that if we make men feel good before they've done good, they won't do good, right? Which is, if we go back to the dating example, it's why the whole traditional idea of make a man wait before he gets the sex is important, because he's got to do good before he feels good. And if you jump the doing good and you go straight to making him feel good, he ain't going to do good by you, right? So I know this is a controversial episode. Maybe I'll get cancelled, whatever. I don't care. This is my experience and this is my professional opinion. It's my life opinion. These days, insanely, it's my fucking political opinion. Would you believe that? Anyway, if you've got any disagreements or thoughts, genuinely, I invite them onto the podcast, and maybe this is useful. Maybe it's not. Maybe you'll cancel me. Maybe you'll sign up your whole family. Who knows? Anyway, I want you to take this into the world in regards to the way that you navigate your health goals and the way that you navigate getting up each day into the next step of being healthy, choosing yourself, prioritizing the things that matter so that you can live a long, healthy life and you're able to navigate challenges that challenge your goal or things that get in the way of you making a good, healthy choice by referring to this podcast and these thoughts about, do I feel good or do I need to do good to feel good as a man, right? Anyway, thanks for being here and I'll catch you on the next one. Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed this episode or learnt anything at all, the gift of your 5-star rating would be incredibly helpful. And what's even more powerful is if you write a review. You can do it below each episode on Spotify, every time an episode comes out, and inside Apple Podcast. Simply find the main page of this show with all the episodes on it, scroll to the bottom, hit write a review, share your amazing feedback, and then hit send. It helps this show grow tremendously and allows me to successfully invite bigger and more famous guests each time we do the show. Thank you for helping us climb the charts, climb the algorithm, and help more people. Oh, and by the way, I have a short disclaimer as well. I just wanted to quickly remind you that the information provided on this podcast is for general informational purposes only. While we strive to bring you accurate and up-to-date content, it's important to note that a lot of this is mixed with opinions, stories, and ideas not supported by mainstream science or medicine. Any advice or suggestions should not be considered a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always consult a healthcare provider before making any decisions about the health and wellness of you and your family. Remember too that what works for one person may not work for another. And just as we promote on the show, each person is responsible for their own health decisions. Thank you for tuning into the How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast. And now, the next episode. Here it is. Loving what you're hearing? Make sure you're subscribed here on your favorite podcast app. Or there's even more waiting for you over on YouTube. On our channel, you'll get to see our fascinating guests demonstrate their techniques in real time. You'll see my animated explanation of complex health concepts made simple, plus all of those you had to be there moments that we mentioned in the show. The Coaching with Maddie episodes will be there too. We're also creating exclusive YouTube shorts, quick, powerful health tips you won't find anywhere else. And let's face it, if we're going to be doom scrolling, which we all do from time to time, you might as well make it worthwhile. Just search How to Not Get Sick and Die podcast on YouTube and hit subscribe to unlock the visual side of becoming a healthy friend of the show. Because sometimes you need to see it to believe it, and also to achieve it. The direct link is in the show notes below. Come and join our YouTube community.